ashes to ashes? Well, sometimes into something more. A company in Chicago has developed a technology that turns cremated human and animal remains into synthetic diamonds. Life Gems is marketing this service through funeral homes. Here in the United States, they hope to offer the same service in Japan, where cremation is the norm. The diamonds come in three different colors, and they range from half a carat to 1.5 carats. Greg Hero is Chief Executive Officer of Life Gem, and he joins us from our studios in Chicago. Mr. Hero, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And when we talk about using cremated human remains, you don't mean, I gather, the whole body?
No, we don't. We collect carbon during the cremation, and we create a diamond from the carbon. This carbon is typically lost as CO2 right now. Mm-hmm. We found a way to capture it, and the cremated remains are still returned to the family just like they always have been for many, many years.
Except this time they get a diamond, too.
They get a diamond as well. That's the beautiful thing.
I've got to ask how expensive this is.
Currently, we're able to provide a quarter carat for $19.95, and if they buy more than one, which is what's happening, then we're all the way down to $14.95.
I have to step in. You don't mean $19.95.
I'm sorry, $1,995 and $1,495. Yeah. That's correct.
Which is a lot less than a real diamond.
No, I mean, these are real diamonds first. Let me just state that. What you probably mean is a natural found diamond, correct?
Yeah, which is what I would call a real diamond. But you have to say synthetic diamond, don't you?
Well, what we say is created diamond, because synthetic, to most people in the world, they think that's a cubic zirconia. Cubic zirconia is glass, whereas the Life Gem diamond is a diamond that is created from the carbon of their loved one. So, yes, it is a man-made or created diamond, but identical to a natural diamond in every way, shape, and form.
I mean, my father died when I was 16, there in Chicago, as a matter of fact, and I wear his ring to have a memento of him on my person at more or less all times. Is this what you're suggesting for these diamonds made out of loved ones?
That is exactly what we're suggesting.
Could you tell us, let's say a man is 6 feet tall, could you tell us with your eye how many diamonds might be made out of his remains?
Sure. Because I can tell you basically how many diamonds can be made from anyone, and that's roughly 100.
So I guess it is possible nowadays for diamonds really to be a girl's best friend.
Well, absolutely.
Mr. Hero, thanks very much.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your show.
Greg Hero heads Life Gems, a company that makes diamonds from human and animal remains, speaking from Chicago.